The FT.
The Chelsea Flower Show attracts the great and the good of the gardening world, business executives and royalty. House and Home editor Jane Owen, a gold medal winner herself at the show, went down earlier this week to talk to some of the designers about the experience of taking part and pick out her highlights.
So I'm now with a rival. I'm with the Daily Telegraph.
Garden's good, I think. Pleased with it, how it's turned out. Poor weather today. But it's everything we hope for. I think it's probably a Marmite garden. I don't think you'll sit on the fence.
So you are Marcus Barnett and you're the designer?
I am, yes I am.
Okay, so very quickly, in one sentence, describe the garden.
It's a series of differing levels, large colour blocks, rectilinear design with a very striking wall at either side of it and beautiful trees.
Thank you very much. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks, Jane. Okay.
I'm worshipping at the Shrine of Kelways, the great peony people. I love peonies, tree and otherwise. And I'm with...
Andy Martin.
Andy, who are you?
I'm the brand manager for Kelways. So my job's the marketing, the PR and managing the mail order side of the business as well.
So what is the new star this year among peonies? Because I know you do iris and all the rest as well.
We do irises, we do peonies. We've bought intersectional peonies again this year. Which are a hybrid between, cross between the tree peonies and the herbaceous. And we also have, there's a number of new varieties that we've got in the stand.
This is the most beautiful stand, deepest colours you can imagine, and wonderful great dish-like peonies. Very flouncy.
Yes, over.
And completely over the top. So let's just look at one new variety.
Okay, so we have just opening out now Marshmallow Puff with these fantastic green buds with
open
the red outer
white
stuff, open into this wonderful marshmallowy, fluffy flower there.
This is a peony as well?
This one down here, this is fantastic. This is one of the intersectional peonies. Often, they used to be called Ito hybrids. So this one's Hillary. It's a fantastic mixture of colours.
So it's pinky and whitey and even a tiny dash of yellow. It's
yes, yeah.
It looks like
and you only
silk
get these colours by crossing the tree peonies with the herbaceous peonies. The colours don't exist in either of the
And are they available
the
yet?
Themselves. They are available, yes, yes. We have a number available through our website.
Brilliant.
So we can't possibly bring everything here. You know, you'll find 20, 30 varieties available at the moment.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
And now I'm with the wonderful Matthew Wilson, otherwise known as Heathcliff. And his garden is Royal Bank of Canada Garden, and I suppose you could say the FT is associated with that. And we're standing outside your garden because, Matthew...
Because it's being judged as we speak.
So that's quite scary. How do you feel?
Up until now, I've just felt very, very stressed, and this is the first time I've actually felt nerves creeping in. And I do feel nervous because that's the great and the good of the design and horticultural world swarming all over my garden and picking it apart, and all of a sudden it feels like my entire career is on the line. Of course it isn't, but it does feel a bit like that in my exhausted state.
Well, it looks sensational. Which bit are you most pleased with?
I think the thing that I'm really pleased with is it has a lot of different layers to it. And I think to start with, you see the tree and the deck and the benches, which are all quite spectacular. But actually, as you then get into it, you see a lot of other things happening. And actually, I'm very pleased with the planting, because I think the planting is particularly beautiful. And plants is very much my thing, and I've really enjoyed that aspect of it.
So you just quickly go over, you've got, Rosa rugosa? No, it's not, is it? What is it?
It's Rosa glauca, the rubrifolia, as it's sometimes called. And there's a lovely combination in there, which is that Rosa glauca, which has a sort of thundercloud grey leaf with Verbascum violetta, which is a sort of deep purpley colour, and Stipa gigantea, which is sort of golden and frothy. And then I've repeated that and changed it on the other side by adding in Verbascum merlin, which has a sort of dusky pink colour. And I think that works really well. Actually, Rosa glauca, everybody should have in their garden. It's such a great plant, such a graceful plant.
Yeah, and also the olive tree, which is sort of, that's the main specimen plant on there.
Yes.
And tell me about that.
Well, it's quite old. No one's really sure how old. I mean, they won't tell you how old these trees are, I think partly because they don't know. But it's probably 100 to 150 years old. 150 years sounds about right, looking at the size of it. And it's huge. I mean, it's huge, but squat. It's this sort of macro bonsai style, so big but small, and it has a very wide spread, about 7 metre spread, so it's really dominant across the front of the garden. But the nice thing about it is when you're up on the deck, you actually look into the canopy of the tree, which was always my intention when I started to plan the garden, that you would look into the top of the tree and almost over the tree, and that's rather lovely. And it's got these flat pads of foliage, which is a consequence of pruning and training.
So it's a very curious form of cloud pruning in a way.
Yes,
almost, isn't it?
It is.
When you're referencing the bonsai. Well, very good luck, Matthew. So I'm now with... It's still raining. I'm now with...
Fernando González.
Tell me about your very beautiful garden, which is sort of this planting, softening, an extraordinary structure.
Yeah, this garden was inspired by the organic states of nature, mountains, rivers, valleys, and we just translated it into a computer. We created the design by the computer, and the structure was done and cut with computer machines, and then we did the planting based on the Buddhist flag, the colours of the Buddhist flag, because the sponsor is a Buddhist organisation.
Okay, and so what is your one tip from this garden? I mean, if you're talking to the Financial Times, readers all over the world, what's one big thought you can leave them with?
That you don't need to do boring gardens anymore. You can do fantastic gardens now, bespoke gardens with the latest materials, latest technologies, functional garden, but with beautiful planting. That's the future.
Okay, just tell me about the material.
The material is called Yesmonite, and it's a resid composite, and it looks like white marble. If it was sunny, which is not, it will be sparkling.
Okay, so it's a composite material,
yes,
what, of rocks,
basically. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing is that you can do it in silver, you can do it in chrome, you can do it in real copper, like we've done just one for a private client in Hyde Park. So anything is possible nowadays.
So is this the result of 3D printing?
No, 3D printing, you can only do a small objects.
Okay.
So this is a CNC machine.
All right, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And here I am at... another shrine to worship at, and it's David Austin Rose's. And I'm very sad to say that Michael Marriott's away from the stand, but I'm looking at his work, and this is the Ancient Mariner, which is a wonderful disciplined cup English rose. It's a Leander hybrid, apparently new for 2015, and the most subtle pink colour, ranging out to white at the edges, and a very well behaved habit, as is the case with all his roses.
Thanks to Jane Owen at the Chelsea Flower Show. If you'd like to read more of our coverage of Chelsea this year, go to www.ft.com/Chelsea Flower Show-2015.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.